At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The person who truly cares about you wants to make you feel good about yourself. They want to make you feel good. If they want to make you feel bad about yourself, that means they don't like you for real. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where I provide a safe space for single women to heal, grow, and thrive. Welcome to my new series, Terms Every Single Woman Should Know. And today we are talking about the term negging. Okay, negging. So today we're going to be talking about that term, what it means, using it in a sentence, and basically how to spot it when you're dating and what to do when you do spot it, right? Okay, cool. Let's get into it. So first of all, negging is when someone gives you backhanded compliments and they're basically attempting to lower your self-esteem or to manipulate you or to break down your self-like emotions. And I'll use it in a sentence so you can understand what I mean. A guy once told me I would look cute if I had freckles. He was negging. Okay. Do you understand how that's backhanded? Because he said I would look cute if I had freckles. That means that, are you calling me ugly? Did you just call me unattractive? Like, basically, right? Okay, cool. Y'all probably wondering too, if you're watching, why she got these shades on? Because I don't know. I like it. Anyway, so when you're dealing with someone who's negative, who's negging, they are negative. Someone who's negging is someone who they're insecure themselves and they're attempting to lower your self-esteem. So I don't know why they do it. I don't understand the mind of someone who's negging, but I just know they do it. And when they are doing it, it's an attempt of manipulation. So how you can spot it when you're dating is pretty simple. Like, say you go out. I just saw a TikTok today, this story time, and a girl was talking about how she went on a date. And this guy, he basically was like, oh, you're not my typical type. That's neg number one. Like, you're basically trying to make me compete to have you because, like, you want me to compare myself to your type? I don't care what your, if I'm not your typical type, keep that to yourself. Because if you tell me, then I'm gonna make myself exit because I don't want to know that. Thing number two, the whole night she was there, the first thing he said to her was, you look like the king of Zamunda. This lady just had big hair. It was so pretty. And she had on like a jumpsuit, but she looked cute. And that was like number two neg. Then a whole bunch of people kept complimenting her down to the fact where like the waiter was like, you're with this beautiful girl. How did you get her? This man. And so she responds, you know, this man hasn't even complimented me. Do you know what his response was? Oh, I don't want to blow her head up. So you don't want to blow up the head of the woman who you're with, who you're on a date with? Excuse me. Yeah, you're nagging. So I've noticed when I've been in situations like this, because I've been in like situations like this a few times. And usually it's with someone who is verbally abusive, emotionally abusive, or narcissistic. I know we hear those words a lot, but that's what it is. So the last time I was in this situation, I noticed that like I started, because he chased me down at first. He chased me down, got me, and then started negging. And then started making a comment. He's the one who made the comments, you would look cute if you had freckles. And then like one day, I wore heels and he was like, oh, I like it when you wear heels. You need to wear heels more often. Or just, he just never really, he chased me down and then basically flipped it, uno reversed it and tried to make it seem like, okay, now you need to earn me. And I noticed myself questioning myself. I'm like, dang, I don't wear heels a lot. I do need to wear heels more. Dang, how do I fit? It just was bad to the point where my best friend pointed it out. I was like, Ash, you're not acting like yourself. What's up with this dude? I don't like him. As you shouldn't, bestie. As you shouldn't. Okay. So when you peep game that you're with a person who's negging, get up out of there. Exit stage left. Now, if you've been in a relationship for a long time with this person, you need to express yourself. You need to stand up for yourself. You need to be like, hey, you know, you do this thing where you give backhand compliments. I don't like the way it makes me feel. And see what they say. Now, if they say you're overreacting, you need to get up out of there, because that's someone who don't care about your emotions and your feelings. Because you must understand this. The person who truly cares about you wants to make you feel good about yourself. They want to make you feel good. If they want to make you feel bad about yourself, that means they don't like you for real. I once had an ex who would literally make me cry on purpose. And when I cried, he laughed. Okay, that was my verbally abusive relationship. And he did not want me to feel good about myself because he's miserable. So misery loves company. So he liked to make me miserable so he could feel good about himself. Got to get up out of there. If you don't know how to get up out of there, I got a whole book on it. How to Extra X a Guide to Getting Out and Past Unhealthy Relationships. It's on Audible. It's on Amazon. It's everywhere for real. Go ahead and get it. You need to get up out of there. But it's important to understand negging in the dating atmosphere, because you don't want to end up in a relationship with a man who don't like you. It's a lot of folks out here in relationships with people who don't like them. They're attracted to you. They like what you can do for them. They like you sexually. But they don't like who you are. So I don't want you to end up like that. So yeah, this has been my new series. It's going to be short, quick, to the point. Terms every single woman should know. So tune in next week on, so you guys can see the next term. If you guys want me to talk about some terms, let me know, comment below. But that's it. See y'all next week. Bye.